I'm Alana Medlock, and you're listening to the WGXC News Update. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper, Kinderhook residents packed the town courtroom last week for a meeting about heroin use and local overdose deaths. Deputy Town Supervisor Patsy Leader said there have been several overdoses and at least four deaths from drug use in Kinderhook in recent months. A large contingent of officials attended the meeting, including County Sheriff David Bartlett, Twin County Recovery Services Executive Director Beth Schuster, and Catholic Charities Senior Prevention Educator Mary Minahan. Schuster and Minahan described the programs offered by their organizations. Minahan provides drug awareness education for the Ichabod Crane School District. Representatives of law enforcement urged residents to call police if they see anything suspicious. Some in the audience praised the Chatham Police Program, Chatham Cares for You. That program allows addicts to seek help at a police station. Village police assist in finding the person a recovery program and then transport them to the facility. People seeking help are not arrested or charged with a crime. Any drugs they might have with them are confiscated by the Chatham police. Bartlett said his department's approach is very different. If someone comes into the county sheriff's office and is in possession of drugs or needles, even if they're looking for help, that person is arrested. Leader said meetings on the town's opioid crisis will continue next month. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. William J. Kemble is reporting in the Daily Freeman. Ulster County lawmakers last week adopted a law that prohibits the sale or use of sky lanterns as a fire and safety hazard. Sky lanterns resemble an upside-down bag and stand approximately 1 to 2 feet tall. They're designed to float using a candle to produce hot air. The devices are also known as candle kites, Chinese lanterns, wish lanterns, and sky candles, and are often launched to commemorate holidays, funerals, and weddings. Quote, the Ulster County Legislature finds that the release of these devices creates a serious fire and safety hazard because of the potential to start an unintended fire on or off the property from where they're released, and these devices can travel significant distances from the point of release, the lawmakers wrote. Violations of the law would result in a $250 fine or 15 days in jail, or both for a first offense. Subsequent offenses could result in up to a year imprisonment. Ulster County Emergency Management on Friday, August 19th, said there have not been any reports of a fire being started as the result of a sky lantern. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Claire Hughes is reporting in the Times Union, Blue Shield of Northeastern New York, and two related organizations wrongfully denied $1.6 million in claims for psychotherapy and nutritional counseling, according to the Office of State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman. Denial of those claims was in direct violation of state and federal laws. Under settlement with the state, Blue Shield Parent Health Now New York, based in Buffalo, will pay a $60,000 fine, reimburse members for thousands of wrongfully denied claims, and revise its practices. Quote, individuals confronting mental health conditions, eating disorders, or substance abuse should not be denied coverage for the treatment they need and deserve, Schneiderman said. The company covers about 573,700 New Yorkers. A decade-old state law known as Timothy's Law requires mental health and substance abuse coverage to be on par with coverage for other medical issues, and a similar federal mental health parity law has been in effect since 2008. Read the full story in the Times Union. This has been the WGXC News Update.